little insight into my own personality. One of the things I struggle with the most, especially when I was in school, is that when it comes to doing large projects, I have a hard time knowing how to begin a project. Because a lot of times I'm looking at the big picture, and I see what has to be done, and there's a little bit of a hesitancy to start. Once things get starting, I'm good, but the beginning, like actually doing the first step, is always a big struggle. For instance, one of the requirements getting out of seminary to get my degree from the seminary that I received, one of those requirements was to write a master's thesis. And those of you who may have written a master's thesis know that's a lot of work. That's about 60 to 80 pages of writing is what I had to do. And so getting ready to do this, and at the end result, I look back on the process of writing, and the bulk of the paper, which is all the information, all the research, all that, which is about 60 pages of work, took me about a month to write. The introduction, which was like 3 pages of writing, and involved almost no research, took me about 6 months to write. Because I didn't know how to start, or I didn't have the courage to start. See, my problem is not that I can't finish, it's that I don't even know how to begin. I don't know where to start. I think for many of us, we have that same problem. And even if we don't struggle with that problem in like projects, of knowing how to begin a project, or having the courage to begin a project, if we're all honest with ourselves, I think that living the Christian life, being a saint, all these things that we know God has called us to do, when we look at that project, so to speak, well, we're a little afraid to even get started. Because that is a huge task that God has given us, is to be his saint, to be his disciple. It's huge. And knowing where to start, or even having the drive to start, is a hard thing to come by. Very hard. And it may seem, as we reflect on this gospel today, that Jesus is telling us that don't start being a disciple until you're sure that you're going to be able to finish. It can seem like that's what he's trying to tell us when he gives us these 2 parables about the man building a tower or the king going off to battle. It may seem like he's expecting us to have everything put together before we even begin living the Christian life or living as his disciples. But the truth of the matter is, if that's really what he was saying, then nobody would be able to be his disciple. The apostles would have given up long ago. But I think that's not what he's saying. In fact, I know that is not what he's saying. What Jesus wants to remind us is that we can't even finish unless we have actually started the process. Unless we have actually started and taken the first step. Because that's what's missing in these 2 parables, is that these 2 men didn't even take the first step, make the first right step. How could they finish? How could they achieve their goal if they don't even know to take the first step? How can we hope to be saints if we don't take the first step? See, the reality is, and what Jesus wants us to know, is that we already have everything we need in order to start down that road. We have everything that we need. We have enough to take that first step. We just have to take it. We can, once we've taken it, then we can begin to work towards the goal. But we have to trust that we have enough to take the first step. And what is that first step? What is the first real step to being a follower of Christ to being a saint. The first step, as we've already reflected on many, many times, is that we have to be committed to Jesus fully. And that can seem real simple and out there, but Jesus puts it into very concrete terms in this gospel in the very beginning by saying those famous lines, "If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." And again at the end, "Any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple." By putting these together, Jesus is telling us in these two phrases, if you want to be my disciple, then you need to be committed to me completely. Then you need to have me as the first thing in your life, very simply. And that means that we have to allow Jesus to redirect us, allow Jesus to surprise us, allow Jesus to guide us along the path of life. It means that sometimes we have to choose Jesus. In fact, all the time, we have to choose Jesus over anything else. It does not mean we cannot have relationships with our spouses, with our children, with our parents, with our mother, brothers, sisters, all those things. It does not mean we can't have possessions, but it does mean that we have to allow Jesus to step in whenever he calls to us. We have to allow Jesus to surprise us. We have to allow Jesus to take first priority, even over all of those things and all of those people. It means that the first step to really being a saint is that we have to be totally committed to him. And that is very hard, to be always committed to him. And that's why our Lord didn't just leave us to our own devices. He didn't just leave us alone to try to stay committed to him all on our own, like we're just a Christianity of just, it's just you and me, Jesus, and I'm going to try my best on my own to just stay close to you. No. He desires us to be his disciples so much so that he gave us a church, that he gave us a community, both the universal church that helps us to know how to live as disciples, but also this church, this community. That is why God calls us to live as a community, not just as individual people, but as a people of God. He calls us to be disciples in community, in a church. Because that's the easiest and best way to be constantly committed to Jesus, if we are walking with someone else who is also committing themselves to Jesus, who can help us, who can keep us accountable to say, hey, what you just did there, that action you just did, that's not staying committed to Jesus. Who can call us out, but who also can encourage us, hey, I saw what you did there. I saw how you helped that person, and I love it because you're showing how committed you are to Jesus. Being a saint, being a disciple, is a big task. But Christ is not asking us if we have the stuff, if we have everything together in order to finish right away. He is only asking us to have enough. He's only assuring us that we have enough to take the first step and begin that path. So don't be afraid and take the first step.